Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning again. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord God Almighty has made, and we, his children, his servants, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a wonderful day because the Lord has designed it to be so. Everything that we need is in this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this day. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Prayer first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A conversation with our Lord. Hallelujah. And our God, thanking him and welcoming him in our day, allowing him to know that we hunger for his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is just a good day, a sweet day. And the mornings, I love the mornings. It's so refreshed. Hallelujah. And a new beginning and a new day. Hallelujah. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. A new day. The sun is rising and out on the horizon. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It has not failed, no. Ever since from the very moment that the Lord swung it into the heavens, the sun has done what the sun was assigned to do. And so the moon has done what the moon was designed to do. Hallelujah. Let us, his children, do what we are called to do. In Jesus, Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. Oh, I was just thinking and praying this morning and asking the Lord just what is it that he would have me to talk about. I kind of went back and forth the week and didn't want to be haphazard. But I'm here to tell you, when I got up this morning and on my way in to pray, a song came in and out, and I just thank the Lord for the song. Hallelujah. And I will do as we always do until the Spirit says something different. We're going to pray, and then we're going to read our scripture. And these scriptures are going to just resonate in the full concept and revelation of these scriptures, how God opened them up to us and give us clarity and understanding so that we can effectively apply to these words to our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're just going to go in and kneel at the throne of grace this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your kindness. Most holy God, hallelujah. We bless your name. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. For we know that you've given us the wisdom for this day, the knowledge and understanding for this day. And we thank you for you manifesting it in our lives. Let it flow through us, Almighty God, that we will know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. That we will speak with the tongue of the learned. Hallelujah. That we have ears to hear what you are saying to us and eyes to see, Almighty God. We thank you that we won't speak out of turn this morning. We thank you for the newness and the refreshing of the morning. Hallelujah. We rest in the knowledge, knowing full well that you're in control of everything, Almighty God. So we can just relax and let go and take your leadership, Almighty God. We glorify you. We thank you for allowing us to have sweet sleep and sufficient rest on last evening, Almighty God. We thank you that we are refreshed and restored and renewed in Yeshua, Jesus, the mighty name. We glorify you. We thank you for clarity, Almighty, our thought, Almighty God. We thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. for bringing us in and calling us children of the Most High God. We thank you for your covering, Father God. We thank you for your protection. We thank you that you are a shield of defense for us. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you for the kind spirit, hallelujah, and your love flowing over us that we are able to love this morning and be kind this day. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you that our attitude is filtered through you, Almighty God, filtered through you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to your name, Almighty God. We thank you for the plans that you have for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the plans and they're good. And we thank you and we receive it. We thank you for a joyous day. Thank you, Almighty God. Joy unspeakable. And thank you that this day is filled with glory, your glory, Almighty God. Thank you that you're ordering our steps. Father God, we glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Thank you for taking care of our children and grandchildren. Thank you, Almighty God. Peace on the job. Peace on the highways. Peace in the boardroom. Peace in the courtroom. Hallelujah. Peace in the hospitals. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for being a surgeon. Thank you for being the great physician. Thank you for meeting every need. And those who have had and gotten a report that's not a pleasing report, a joyous report, but we will stand with them, knowing that your word is true. And your word said, I am the God that healeth thee. You are the God that heal your people. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your healing. Oh, bless your name. We thank you that you're the God that make the crooked ways straight. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Oh, thank you. And you bring water to the dry places. Oh, God, we give you glory this morning. And we thank you. We exalt you, most holy God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to your name. Your will, your way. Hallelujah, and your plan. Give us strength to stand, Almighty God. Thank you for the measure of faith that we have. Almighty God, we trust you. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. Hallelujah. Leaning not to our own understanding and all our ways, acknowledging you, knowing that you will and have direct our path. Your will, Almighty God, this day. In Yeshua Jesus the Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. He's sweet. He's sweeter than the honeycomb. He is the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. Majesty on high. Absolute power and authority. He gave power. Power. Glory, hallelujah. We are his personal possessions. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when he kept his word, he sent his son. He is a promise keeper. Hallelujah. Oh, and our Redeemer came to restore us back into the right relationship with our Father. Hallelujah. We bless you. So, Father, we ask as we read and hear your word, hallelujah, it take root, hallelujah, grow and develop us, hallelujah, that we will become rich in you and in your word, Almighty God, and we can walk this earth and living God. Hallelujah. You give breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And man became a living soul. Gave dominion and power and authority. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. When we get weak and you told us not to get weary, glory, you strengthen us, and you come and surround us with heaven's best. And we thank you, God. We glorify you, we magnify you this morning, and we thank you for your kindness, oh great God. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for the manifestation of your word in our life. Thank you, God. Oh, you make the correction. You give us strength to stand in holiness and righteousness. Thank you. You give us the strength, Almighty God. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. You give it to us, and we thank you. Oh, God, protect, shield, and defend. Hallelujah. Great is our God. Great is our God. Great is our God. And we thank you, Lord, for being great and mighty in our life. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I can't hardly get past it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Hallelujah. Our God. Oh, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but it is the Lord God himself that delivereth out of them all. Hallelujah. Oh, we've had brothers and sisters who have endured and are enduring, and we thank the Lord for being there and giving them strength that passes all understanding, meeting every need, Almighty God, miraculously. Thank you, Father, for how you're doing it. Thank you that they have to stop and give you glory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for healing everyone that had a prayer request this morning. Hallelujah. This day. Hallelujah. God is good, saints. God is so, so good. It's amazing how good our God is and just how much he loves us. Hallelujah. I pray that he will tear down every stronghold, every lie that comes to attempt to come against his word. He loves us. And I pray that we know it in our knowing. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We'll do as we always do. Psalms 1, the way of the righteous. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. He's like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Bring forth your fruit in your season. And whatsoever you do shall prosper. When you meditate, don't take ungodly counsel. Hallelujah. Think about it. Meditate on it. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy. Hallelujah. We're going to do a different one this morning. Psalm 23. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to do that. That's a good. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Glory be to his most holy name. Oh, thank you for your word, Almighty God. Hallelujah. And you know we're at 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. And God says, when I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. Listen, listen. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Just saying. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. The Lord is eternally good. I thank him for his mercy, and I thank him for his word, his written word. Hallelujah. God is good. We have a responsibility. He requires holiness and righteousness from us. He requires obedience. He requires us to walk according to his law, his will, and his way. Think about that. According to his will, his way. That's why we must study the word of God. That is why we must not allow all of these distractions to come in between us taking time to spend time with God. That's right. We say, I can't get up any earlier. Well, I don't know your schedule, but I know we can take time for God. We should. Not to put anyone on a guilt trip, just to encourage you to think of God and put him first. Put him first. I know sometimes the younger parents jumping up, getting kids doing this, doing that, and I'm all drained before I get out the door. I understand that. But if you start, say you do it on a Saturday morning, well, that's the only time I have to rest. And, well, you can always go back to sleep. Just get up, make the effort, and God will begin to show you, and you will begin to want to be in his presence. That could be the highlight of your day, wanting to hear from him, huh? When did you realize that he wants to talk to you? He wants you to have a personal relationship with him. He wants that. And, well, I can do it in the car. But the key is the first thing. You open your eyes and just bless him. So if you find in your car that you can spend some time with the Lord, ask him to show you how he wants you and when he wants you to come into his presence. Make it personal. I like the first thing in the morning. Gave me my time. That's my time. He does not want us to be begrudging. He wants us to want to be in his presence. Amen? Want it. Hunger for it. God, I just want your presence. Your presence is more important to me than silver and gold. Glory. Hallelujah. God, I just thank you for the time that you call me into your presence, and you say nothing. Took me a while to understand that. Silence, absolutely nothing. But it's good, and it is such a joy. I think I shared with you once about me and the first song I ever remember singing. And I used to sing. I was able to. Now, I don't have a clue as to what happened. Something happened. But God is going to give it back. And I stand on that. And I'm just confident. But the song was in the garden. And as a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old, I didn't have a clue as to what that song meant. And certainly didn't know what it would mean to me now. But it's a beautiful song, and it speaks volumes to me. In the garden, hallelujah, hallelujah. He walks with me, he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. Glory be to God. In the sweetness of the morning, hallelujah, when the dew is still on the ground, says on the road, oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He wants that time to just tell me that he is with me. Oh, the joy we share as we tarry there. None of us. Hallelujah. Glory. It's a good thing, my sisters and my brothers. I pray this morning that the peace, the shalom of God just be with you. And that you have such a hunger to want to just get quiet and be in his presence. Hallelujah. Just call his name if you don't have a Bible or meditation pamphlet or book. Just call his name somewhere quiet and just say thank you. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, oh, glory to God. It's a good thing. Yes, it is. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture tells us that we are not to share everything, and I'm just, that's in Proverbs. We are not everything you think you have, friends, you can share everything with. No, don't share everything. Keep it to yourself until it has been completed or fulfilled. That's the word for today. Glorify God. Keep it to yourself. Glorify God. Keep it to yourself until it has been manifest or it comes to completeness. And then you can share. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then you'll find out everyone is not as excited for one reason or another for you. But learn to celebrate others more than yourself. And I'm not saying not love yourself. Don't put yourself in the spotlight all of so much. Let others do that. Let's walk humble. Hallelujah. It's not all about us. It's all about God. Let's walk humble before Him. The things that we wear and the things that we have, it is all from God. Proverbs 29:11 says in the New King James Version, a fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Okay? And one of them says, it reads a little different, says that you shouldn't tell or reveal everything. So, if you have some things that are so wonderful and about the bus, let it come to fruition and then share. Amen. God is good. And that's the word. Let's put God first. Let's put God first in all that we do. Let's give Him glory. Let's find time for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to find time for God. And as we find time for God, we'll see what He'll do for us. I'm just saying, it's a mighty good feeling. It's a mighty good feeling to know that God is working things out for us. And you know it, it's almost time. And our closing scriptures, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you shalom. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was number 6, 24 through 25. Now we're in Jude 1. Hallelujah. Now to Him who is able to keep himself, to present you faultless before the presence of His glory, with exceedingly joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Shalom. God bless you. Amen. This is the day. This is the joy day that's filled with joy, His mercy and His grace just for you. Jesus loves you. Yeshua loves you. And so do I.